perception of dispassion. And again, it's here, having gone to the forest, the root of a tree, an empty hut, a bhikkhu reflects thus. This is peaceful. This is sublime. That is the stilling of all activities, relinquishment of all acquisitions, the destruction of craving, dispassion, nibbana. This is called the perception of dispassion. And that's to me, that's a really beautiful description of where we're headed, where we're going. What are we trying to do with all this? What's the point of these perceptions? So that bringing up that so that dispassion is not just a annihilating any kind of feeling, so it wasn't a feel anything, but it's more like giving oneself the opportunity to experience, oh, this is what is truly peaceful. This is what is really sublime. And so that when we're willing to have that quality of cooling. Another, say, the word is viraga sanya. So viraga, so quite literally, dispassion, but it also has the meaning of fading away. That's just letting things fade. So often we don't let them fade. It's sort of thing. You know, is this, you know, something, some, I mean, it's so sort of pathetic sometimes to watch our mind just go back to some memory from who knows how long ago and to stir it up again. And we don't let it fade away. You know, it can be a pleasant one that we're nostalgic about, or it's an unpleasant one that we have a grudge against. But it's or a sense of kind of we've taken exception, sort of righteous indignation that we feel, and we go stir it all up again. That perception of dispassion, we can let things fade away. We can be dispassionate towards those habits of mind. And as long as we don't keep feeding them, they subside. It's just as natural.